China's birth.
Texas guy.
The Stateside Connection with Kula.
Joining us on 919 this afternoon from Northern Virginia, very close to D.C., is Marianne Postma. Welcome to 919 and thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thanks, Kula, for having us. We're so excited to be here.
Perfect. Well, you've got a couple of businesses on the go here, so I thought we would speak about Cafe Calabash and catering first. Did you have a food background in South Africa?
You know, it's funny because I've always worked in restaurants and hotels and such, but I think it really started for me over here in America because you miss things. You miss the bunny chow, you miss the samosas, you know, you get variations of things here, but not the same as what we used to. So I just started tinkering around in the kitchen and I realized, hey, I'm not actually bad at this.
Okay, so how long has Cafe Calabash and catering been going then?
Just over 2 years now.
And you had mentioned that you serve South African street food at events and festivals. Are they geared mostly towards South Africans, or are you trying to bring in the American market as well?
So I also host our own festivals, and the most recent one was a South African curry versus USA chili for that exact reason. I was trying to integrate a little bit more of the Americans into our culture and vice versa because, you know, my significant other is American. He loved South African food, but he would never have known about it until he met me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we've been trying to do that. And a lot of people are married to either an American or Canadian and so on. It's not typically a South African dual couple. So that was quite good. I mean, the wind was a little bit nightmarish, but most of the time it's South African events, Heritage Day, Freedom Day, that kind of thing. But we are trying to branch it out so that people can sort of appreciate the Gatsby and, you know, the bunny chow and all the good things from home that we do have to offer that can be portion sized to fill the belly, you know.
And what have you found to be your most popular item so far?
You won't believe this, but peri peri prawns.
Really? Well, I can understand. I mean, they're delicious. And I suppose peri-peri, I know, certainly in Texas, you don't get to hear about peri-peri at all. Is it similar in Virginia?
It is, but I think because, and you guys must have a large Mexican contingency in Texas too, but we have a lot of, being so close to DC, it's really a melting pot. So you have a lot of Ethiopian, Indian, that type of thing. So people here are generally more open to spices, and we already have a couple of Nando's in the area, so I think they've already been exposed to peri peri.
Yes.
And I do use obviously the Robertson peri peri spices, but plus also Nando's sauces in it. So I think when people see that, they're like, oh man, let's try this. And then I've obviously got to explain how you eat the heads, because of course that's not an American thing.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Nando's, because I know there are plenty of South Africans who have to go to DC to get visas for travel, and the minute you see that Nando's in DC, I think it's like a magnet for anyone heading in that direction.
I think it is, yeah.
Okay, well, let's speak now about your homage to home and heritage, your South African themed subscription and gift box online service, Hardy Dar Box. I love the name. I had to ask, British culture would say homage, Americans say homage. So mm-hmm. Which do you prefer?
I go homage with the H, and it was all the alliteration because, of course, you know, it all just flowed quite nicely. And the Hardy Dar Box, I was trying to choose a word that first, what will South Africans immediately all know what's going on? You know, you can't say Hardy Dar to any South African and they won't know what it is. You know what I mean? You can always hear the noise as you say the word. And also the next thing I was thinking about is let's make it as phonetical as possible, because I was aiming for maybe, you know, like a Zulu name or something like that. And I thought, you know, we're in America. I've got to make it that it's pronounceable. And instead of using something that might be a little bit more difficult to say, and Hardy Dar is literally like Doremi, it works quite well. But I mean, literally, I mean, Hardy Dar, you can almost hear it flying over the house right now.
I know, it made an impact on Pharrell Williams when he visited South Africa.
Yeah, I was doing a video chat with my mom earlier, which we do sporadically, and she lives in Zululand, so she's still back there. And she was sitting on a stoop. And there goes a bunch of, you know, Hardy Dars. And I said to her, I was like, was that a Hardy Dar? She went, oh my gosh, how classic is that? Like literally as we were talking.
Well, this subscription and gift box service of yours has just turned 2. What was your motivation behind getting all of that set up? And how complicated was it to be able to source South African items for the various boxes?
Well, so it was a little bit of a trial and error, because obviously I hadn't seen a South African. Now you see them everywhere, but I hadn't seen Like a Fabfood Fun, but just for South African treats and curios, you know. So originally we started and we did, you know, import stuff from different sellers and so on, but I found it extremely difficult with customs and so forth. So I ended up sourcing from various already legitimate and set up companies here in the USA, and it just makes my life so much easier. So we used to do curios, but at some point you start running out of ideas. You know, after 2 years of doing a couple thousand boxes, like, what do you keep putting in them that we haven't already done? There's only so many beaded keyrings you can do, or so many placemats, you know what I mean? So now we've verged away from that, and now we've got a box called the Happies. So it's basically biltong, oma rusks, you know, all your treats. There'll be sauces in there, spices, etc. So, and our gift box service is a newer idea. We had a few people reach out from South Africa asking if we'd be willing to do an individual style tailor-made box for someone's birthday or someone's, and I was like, you know, of course we would be. That's not a problem. So we handwrite a card, we pop that in there. A lot of, I mean, my entire family is still in South Africa, and obviously my mom's not going to send me a Hottie Dog box, so she DHLs stuff to me, but gets pricey, and you know, sometimes nothing gets here in time, or it's I think I sent her a box once and I got there like 4 months later. So this is an easy way for, you know, someone in Johannesburg that has a cousin in Montana, or a friend that's got a birthday coming up, easier than Amazon. We give you a list of what we have on hand in stock. You pick what you want. We give you a price. You PayPal. Done. And that's been working out so well so far. You know, we just started a couple months ago with the gift boxes. So I'm enjoying that. I'm not putting it on the website yet. Again, purely because I'm concerned if I don't have that stock in hand, I don't want to make promises we can't keep. You know what I mean?
Sure. So how would you, would people contact you still through the website though to inquire about getting one put together, or would you prefer Facebook inquiries? What's
well, and so any which way, if people want to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, etc., or X, whatever it's called now, but the email on the website comes directly to me on my phone, and I usually reply within 20, 30 minutes.
You ship to anywhere in the USA?
Everywhere in the USA. We used to do Canada, but it got a bit pricey for the actual receiver, so we don't do Canada anymore. But yeah, every state in the USA.
Perfect. Hit partydarbox.com and they can email you from the website to find out more.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you so much, Marianne. It's been lovely chatting to you.
Thank you, Kula, for having us on the show. It's been so much fun.
From Dallas to Joburg, it's Kula on 919. Because that's where the rain